Hope you're having a great day. I'm Nicole Lappin at the CNN Center in Atlanta. Here's the look at what's happening now in the news. Barack Obama has now unveiled his so-called Energy for America plan. Just a short time ago, this all happened in the battleground state of Michigan. Obama really wants to tap into strategic oil reserves as part of his plan. Meanwhile, John McCain is turning his attention to the economy. He spoke to small business owners in Lafayette Hill, Pennsylvania, this afternoon. McCain is then heading to a motorcycle rally in South Dakota. It may not be big, but it is getting closer to Texas and the Louisiana coast by the minute. We're talking about Tropical Storm Edouard, expecting to make landfall in Texas tomorrow, but forecasters are warning that the storm could spawn some tornadoes tonight. A tropical storm warning is in effect from the mouth of the Mississippi River to Port O'Connor, Texas. Edouard, by the way, expected to dump up to 5 inches of rain along the coast and up to 10 inches of possible rain over southeastern Texas. A strike by Lufthansa staff members may be over, but that doesn't mean things are back to normal at the airline. The German carrier is now canceling 169 flights today as it tries to clear the backlog of aircraft checks and maintenance. Also, last week, thousands of employees simply walked off the job over a salary dispute. That, of course, ended on Friday when the airline and a workers' union agreed on a new contract. The airline says it may take as long as 2 weeks to resume its normal timetable. The man suspected of kidnapping his own daughter has waived extradition. He's going to be moved from Maryland to Massachusetts. Clark Rockefeller was in court this morning in Baltimore. He was arrested on Saturday there as well. It's alleged that Rockefeller, who uses several aliases, took his daughter during a supervised visit more than a week ago in Boston. The 7-year-old little girl was found in his apartment. A 4-day work week. How does that sound? Well, it starts this week in Utah for workers there. The new schedule is designed to save the state more than $3 million in energy costs. Some offices and services like courts, let's say, will stay on a 5-day work schedule. Be sure to stick with CNN.com 24/7 for all the news all around the world. And, of course, we're going to bring you some updates right here throughout the day. Take care.